Gospel of Luke, 19th chapter of the Gospel of Luke. We'll pick up with verse number 1 if you're physically able. I'll ask you to stand reverence one wrote the book. If you're not physically able, don't worry about it. I've been there. I understand God does too.
Yeah.
The Bible said, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans. And he was rich, and he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature.
Amen.
So he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way.
That's right.
When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, saying to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house.
Today.
Made haste and came down and received him. How?
Joyfully.
Joyfully. I know a lot of people, they got him, they didn't get him like that.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Drop down to verse number 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Father, I thank you for your word.
You,
this time together in the good house of God. Lord, somebody here lost tonight, I pray, dear God, they get saved. Somebody with another need, they bring it to you, sir, and find help now thy hand. God, I can't, but you can. I come to allow you. Somewhere down the road, I'll bow down, praise you, and glorify you. Tell everybody you did it all. For it's in Jesus' name I do humbly ask. Amen. And you can be seated. Jesus entered, the Bible said, and passed through Jericho. Now, church, he's been there before, but he ain't going back.
Right. Right.
This is his last trip.
Last trip.
Jericho.
Yeah.
I mean, it ain't like Zacchaeus has got another half dozen times to get right to God.
Amen.
It's
amen.
Now or never.
Now or never.
Amen.
Yes, sir. And the Bible said he was little of stature. You know what that means?
He didn't measure up.
You didn't either.
I didn't measure up. Come short.
I didn't either. All his sin didn't come short.
Amen.
Of the glory of God. He didn't
amen
measure up, did he?
Amen.
A fella told me he was driving the country road one day, and he said he saw a little boy, just a small little fella, with a bow and arrow, shooting arrows at the barn. And he said he saw a half dozen arrows in the barn hit the bullseye. And he thought that boy was so small, how in the world can he be that good of a marksman?
Mm-hmm.
And he said he just pulled over to the fence and hollered over that little old boy in line and said, son, how in the world can you do that, hit that many bullseyes at your size? He said, well, it's easy. He said, I just slicked that feathers back on that arrow, licked my thumb, pulled that bolt back, let that arrow go. It hits that barn, I run down there and draw that bullseye around. Well, me and you missed the mark.
Missed it, too.
Amen.
Old Zacchaeus missed the mark.
Missed it.
I did.
Right here's one of the sweetest verses, verse 10,
Lord,
to me, the word of God. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen.
16 monosyllable words.
Yeah.
They ain't a double syllable word in no 16. Matter of fact, they ain't one of them. He got five letters. Which?
That's true. That's true.
16 monosyllable words. But they go as far or further than most scripture to tell us about Jesus'
ministry. Amen, Richard.
Why
amen
he came.
Amen.
Summarized right here.
That's good.
Came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
Sweetest verse, but you got one of the saddest words I've ever heard in my life, ain't it? That word lost.
Lost.
Yeah.
Lost.
Amen. I've been preachers by an open grave, you know. Everybody left, and the undertakers beginning to cover that coffin. And it seemed to me like every clod of dirt that hit that coffin of that person that lived and died without God.
Yeah.
I'd hear that word reverberate out of that grave. Money lost.
Oh, Lord.
Lost.
Amen.
Thank God you don't have to die lost. Jesus came.
Amen.
To seek and to save. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
That which was lost.
Yes, right.
Now, Luke 21 records this account. Matthew, Mark, and John had nothing to say about it. As a matter of fact, Luke had more to say about lost, being lost, than any of them. You back up to the 15th chapter,
yeah.
Right there's a lost sheep, lost corn, and a lost son.
Yeah.
Boy, I examined that very closely one day. And I begin to realize that that old sheep, boy, he is lost in a dangerous place.
Dangerous, brother.
No shepherd around to protect him. Out of the fold by himself, easy prey. Wild animals.
Dangerous.
Lost in a dangerous place.
Mm. Amen.
I'm persuaded that that man, that woman tonight that's lost and undone without God, does not realize what a dangerous place.
Dangerous.
One heartbeat out of hell.
That's just one.
One heartbeat out of the sulfuric pit of the damned.
Oh, Lord.
My God, what a dangerous place.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
And then that corn was lost in darkness.
Yeah, it was.
That it called for a light.
Hmm.
Find that corn.
Yeah.
And then that son was lost at a distance.
Distance.
Far country. Far flung from the Father.
Amen.
At a great distance.
Mm.
Amen. Distance from God.
Mm.
They told me about a little old boy with his daddy in a large city, and all of a sudden he realized his daddy wasn't there. He got separated from his daddy. And just strangers, everyone scared him to death. But he happened to see a policeman, and his mom and daddy always told him, they're there to help you. They won't hurt you. So he went running to that policeman, and he said, Mr. Policeman, did you see a man go by here without me?
Amen.
I said, that say this. Prayer in April 16th, 1953, if you'd seen God, he'd have been without me.
Yeah, me too, preacher.
But since April 16th, 1953, if you've seen God, I've somewhere
near. Amen. Hallelujah.
I've been somewhere here in the neighborhood where God is at.
Yeah.
I'm glad I ain't in Herman's by myself.
Amen. Amen, preacher.
Hallelujah. What a blessing, boy. To travel with him.
Yeah.
Bible said about Jesus, you know, one occasion, there was also with him other little ships.
Yeah.
That's traveling with Jesus.
Yeah.
Boy, don't you know this glad day was when the storm come up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, amen.
He stood up in the hinder part of that little ship. Peace be still.
Great.
You know something dawned on me one time, preacher. I was in a little old boat, one of the little fish boats. And I became aware of the fact that's the end they're controlled from.
Yeah.
They're steered from the hinder part.
Yeah.
Hey, he might have been asleep, but he's still in control.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Sir,
good.
Years ago, our youngest son.
Yeah, that's good.
Now he is, girl, 32. When he's a little old boy, or this small boy came home one day, Robert, after church, you know, on Sunday.
Yeah.
We was talking about Sunday school lesson. And I said, Israel, what was your lesson about? Oh, you know, Dad, that Jesus and his boat.
His boat.
Well, I said, what'd you learn about Jesus and his boat? Oh, you know, Dad said a great storm came up and said, got Jesus' bed wet. And said, Jesus stood up and said, don't you do that no more.
That's good.
And I was wondering,
one of my Sunday school teachers tell about boy that.
That's
but
good.
He was in the neighborhood, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah. I've often thought I just pictured Jesus stood up, big steep. And I could hear the wind say, "Didn't know it's annoying you, sir. I'll go home."
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. I said I could hear waves say, "We didn't know it was bothering you. Jesus will lay low."
Amen.
Yeah.
What manner of man is this?
Amen.
Lord have mercy. How many times he stood up in my life and said, "Peace be still."
Amen.
How many times you didn't know how he's going to turn out?
Yeah.
But he's standing up in your life and say, "Peace be
glory to God."
Amen.
Yeah.
Send the wind to pack and bless God.
Yeah.
Amen. There'd be a great calm come over.
Yes,
you
sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I felt like shouting under an undertaker's tent, ain't you?
Sure.
Some of these places, otherwise we'd be tore all to pieces, Lord.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Do you hear? That lost son, he's a great distance.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. I'm glad I'm traveling with him tonight.
Amen.
Traveling with me. You know, it dawned on me. Corn lost in darkness, a boy at a distance, a sheep in danger's place. That's exactly where I was at. Now, God ever been there?
Yes, sir. All three of them.
That's exactly where we was at.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
But thank God he came to seek and to
save. He came!
Yes,
I like that word seek, don't you?
Yeah.
So I wasn't looking for him.
No.
I wasn't looking for him the same reason a thief ain't looking for a policeman.
True.
Amen. Exactly. He won out. We got together.
That's right.
Amen. But he come where I was at.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for that word seek. Seek. That which is lost. Well, I sure was lost.
Amen. I was.
That's without God. But I ain't lost no more.
No more.
Amen.
Glory to God. So I see here the lost sinner. Then I see the Savior's love.
Amen.
In this scripture. The Bible said he looked up and saw him.
Yeah, he did. Amen.
Said to him.
Yeah.
And boy, I hear old Zacchaeus say, "Hey, he's looking at me.
He's talking to me."
Yeah. Then I hear him say, "Hey, he knows my name."
He knows my name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Zacchaeus. And he said, "Hey, he's want me. Come down."
Come here.
Yes, sir. He slid out of that tree, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Jesus went on with him.
Amen.
Boy, listen. I see the Savior's consideration.
Amen. That's right.
He didn't have to consider old Zacchaeus.
No, he didn't.
I'll tell you one better than that. He didn't have to consider me.
Me either, preacher.
Thank
you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, thank you.
Not only his consideration, I see his condescension.
No, boy. He came.
Hey, he looked up.
That's right.
Yeah.
Only place about you'll find where Jesus is looking up to the center. Boy, he came way down out of heaven.
Oh, Lord.
True. To keep us out of hell.
Yeah.
What a Savior.
If it ever dawns on us, I mean just right, how much God loved us and what Jesus did for us, we'll shout Walmart.
Yeah, boy. You're right, preacher. You're right.
I mean, I see his condescension. Boy, he left the throne in glory.
Yes.
He did.
Down where I was.
Amen.
Amen, you were.
Amen.
Lord God, to keep us out of hell.
Yeah. Amen.
Well.
Amen. Then I see the criticism here, this crowd.
Oh, Lord.
Boy, he is willing to put up with the critics.
Yeah, he was.
Amen.
Yeah, he was.
Did you see that? He's going home. Sinner.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to be the guest of the sinner.
Thank you, Lord.
And he took the predecessor for me, for you.
For me.
He could have been on a throne in heaven.
Amen.
I tell you what, if anything on earth keeps me standing, when a preacher stands, you're going to be criticized.
Amen.
That's right.
Yeah, buddy.
There's somebody has something to say.
Somebody.
All you got to do is just put your wife in a strange congregation, let her tell you where they don't know her. But if anything keeps me standing in the criticism of the crowds, it's the fact I don't want nobody to go to hell.
Amen, amen, preacher. Nobody.
No, sir. I remember what Brother Jack Hiles told E.B. Hill.
Yeah.
That old black preacher.
Yeah.
Out in Watts section, California. He told him one time, he said, to Brother Hiles, he said, if there's something that could be a fanatic over soul winning, you're it. Said, I want to ask you, what makes you so fanatical when it comes to soul winning? Nobody, though we'd be healed, would ask Jack Hiles that question, probably.
Yeah, he'd be good, yeah.
He said, I'll tell you, Brother Hill, he said, I grew up hard. He said, my daddy was an old drunk and died. And he said, my mama had to keep me and my sister up. She scrubbed floors and washed clothes. Said one night my sister was screaming in her sleep and me and mama couldn't wake her up. And he said, I literally slapped her through the face to wake her up. And I said, what in the world's the matter with you? She said, Jack, I've been to hell.
Oh, Lord.
She said, I stood and looked in the gates of hell and I heard people hollering for water. And said, I hollered at somebody in there that looked like this, maybe in charge. And I said, give them water. And he said, there's no water in hell. And she said, Jack, I saw people screaming and hollering, begging for mercy in hell. She said, Jack, I saw Daddy.
Oh, Lord.
I saw Daddy.
Oh, Lord.
He said, Brother Hill, if anything on earth makes me, if you want to call it foolish over soul winning, I don't want nobody else's daddy to go to hell.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen,
preacher.
Amen. God, man, don't have to. He came to seek and to save.
He came.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
That which is lost. Just let him criticize.
That's right.
Amen. Boy, God showed me some memory. God told Joshua, mark seven times.
Yeah.
That seventh day around the walls of Jericho. Yeah. One time a day, 6 days. Yeah. You ever stop and ponder on the reason that God had? See, God don't do anything without a reason.
Amen, amen.
You know, life does just haphazard
right.
To do stuff.
That's right.
And boy, God help me right there when it comes to questioning why'd I have to wait on some of this stuff. You know, and why some answer to prayer prolonged and seemingly never going to take place. God help you with Jericho. Amen. I mean, from the standpoint of those Jews, if they come up there and God pushed them walls down the very first day, it would have been so different. But he had a reason. One time of around 6 days.
Right.
Seven times on the seventh day.
Yeah.
You see, they come up there at first. They thought, well, them people in there, just like we are, they're human. And but we don't want to slaughter them. But after they marched around them walls 6 days, one time around, seven times on the seventh day, and them people hollering obscenities off that wall.
Yeah.
And cussing God.
Yeah, mocking.
Boy, when God destroyed it, they said amen.
Yeah.
They got what they deserved.
Oh,
yeah. Huh?
Yeah.
And then don't you know, every time they went around them walls every day, they're looking at that wall for a weak place. Boy, after six times around, seven times on the seventh, they became aware of the fact it's going to take God.
It's going to take God.
They ain't no weak place.
That's right, preacher.
We're going to have to depend on God.
Amen. Amen.
Huh? And buddy, I got to think how many times in my own life it didn't happen as quick as I thought, but he's teaching me to depend on him.
Amen.
That's good.
Here's something big for me. Can't you just hear little old grandson way down the road, you know, talking to his grandpa, said, "Grandpa, wasn't they a weak place in that wall? No word." And no, son, I was there.
I was there.
We had to count on God.
Amen. Amen.
We had to depend on God.
That's it. That's good, preacher.
Amen. And then I thought about the standpoint of that crowd on the wall. They watched them march around.
This march.
You know, first day, and then go back to their tent.
That's right.
Now, Rahab had heard how that no king and no army had been able to stand against them.
That's right.
The time they crossed that Red Sea.
Right.
And if Rahab had heard, you better believe the rest of them had heard.
Amen, preacher.
Amen.
That's right.
But here they are. They marched around one time, went back to their tent. Second day, marched around, went back to their tent. Third day, fourth day, back to their tent.
Yeah.
And that crowd said, "Hey, they ain't mean as we heard. I don't think we got nothing to fear." I believe about the third day, one of them leaned over and cussed them.
Probably.
And then somebody said, "Hey, God didn't strike him dead," and they began to do it.
Yeah.
See, what I'm saying, just because judgment didn't come that day didn't mean it wasn't coming.
Amen.
I would to God that a lot of people right here in this county wake up and realize that.
Amen.
Just because judgment didn't fall on today, got nothing for the church, nothing for the Word of God, nothing for the Lord in heaven. They listen, judgment's coming.
Coming.
Yes, sir. And then, boy, this shows the long suffering of God.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it wasn't just Rahab, but anybody that got her house.
Amen. Whole family. Anybody
that comes within her house.
Just get in.
And God give them seven more days
in
safety.
Just like the article.
Ain't that long suffering?
Long suffering.
Pointed out here. He's a long suffering God. Next time, I mean, something don't happen to very many you wanted it to, remember Jericho.
Amen.
God's
Amen.
Got a reason.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Amen. Boy, I'm so happy in my soul. Jesus came for a purpose.
Right.
Amen.
See,
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
That which was lost, that I was.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes, sir. Boy, I hear him tell Zacchaeus, "Today, this day, salvation has come to my house."
This day.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Back in 2012, a woman sent me word to come to Johnson City Medical Center that she wanted to talk to me. I went to the fourth floor of that medical center next day, and she said, "Preacher, I'm dying. They gave me only 5 or 6 days maximum to live." She wasn't from our community. Matter of fact, she's from out of state. She'd been visiting relatives, they will see. And she said, "I'm going to die." And she said, "I want you to take charge of my funeral arrangements, my funeral."
Wow.
And she said, "I'm going to tell you what I want, if you'll do it." I said, "Tell me." She said, "I want my body to be brought to the church where my relatives can come, you know, that night." But she said, "Now, preacher, I don't want to preach it. And I don't want you singing. I don't, man, that's all. I said, if that's the way you want it, that's the way we'll do it. No preaching. I promise. No singing. And she said, now the next morning at the gravesite, she said, you just thank everybody for coming. No preaching, no singing. I said, if that's what you want, that's the way it'll be. She thanked me for it. And I said, now that we've got that preparation taken care of, Amos said, prepare to meet thy God.
Yeah.
Now, where do you stand as far as that preparation?
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
She said, I'm not.
Lord mercy.
Well, I said, my God, won't I? I said, they just give you a few days to live. This cancer's all over you. I said, don't you think it's about time you got saved? She said, I can't. I said, well, she said, I can't. I said, pray tell me, why not? She said, preacher, you don't know. She said, I've been bad. She said, I wouldn't want you to know things I've done. She said, I've been so mean and so rough and so bad, I can't get saved. I've been bad. I said, huh? Did you know that's what qualifies you for salvation?
Amen.
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 He didn't come to save the good.
No, right.
Amen.
Sinners.
Amen.
The righteous.
Amen. None.
Amen. The lost.
Yeah.
Amen.
I said, that's what qualified me.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I was lost.
Yes.
And I said, hey, well, that's what qualifies you to get saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't have to say no more. She burst in prayer asking God to save me. I didn't have to lead her and send a prayer.
No.
Oh, she didn't cry, God be merciful to me. I'm lost.
Amen.
She didn't live long to save.
Wow.
I mean, just 3 or 4 days. They brought her box for every church.
Wow.
You know what? I promised her I wouldn't preach, but I didn't promise her I wouldn't testify. That's a great crowd of people there. And buddy, I told them exactly what happened in that hospital room.
Yeah.
Come to find out that some of them thought that's too bad.
No, boy.
Thought that's too mean.
Yeah.
Next morning at the cemetery, I told her I wouldn't preach, but I testified, buddy. Amen. Great host of people on that 3 yard site.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank God he came to seek and to save.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
That's lost. I qualified.
Amen.
Thank God he saved.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody.
Boy, thank you.
He's been brought to our team. He's come to see.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Like I said, you know, there for a long time we was watching for signs. I said, now I'm listening for the sound.
For the sound.
The sound of the trumpet. Voice of the archangel and look out, devil. I'm going home.
Going home.
Hang my sword on the shimmering walls of the city of God and study war no more.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Amen.
What a day.
Amen. An old Methodist preacher years ago riding his circuit had preached 3 times one Sunday. Driving an old country road, a horse. He looked down, reached in his pocket, and pulled out 57 cents. That was his proceeds drop. Yeah. Preaching 3 times on Sunday. Now, halfway feeling sorry for himself, you know. Looked down, there's a little old girl down there, the happiest thing he'd seen lately. Jumping around, hooping and hollering. But you could tell, I mean, the poverty-stricken home. There's no shanty in the house. Grass wore out and gone off what used to be a yard, you know.
Yeah.
And that little old girl looked up at him and she said, "I'm happy, happy, happy." He thought, "What in the world's that young guy to be happy about?" So he asked her, he said, "What have you got to be so happy about?" She said, "Look up yonder on that hilltop at that mansion." She said, "That man became good friends with my father. And said he didn't have any family. And he died recently and left that to my father. And said, my father said just any day now, we're going to move up.
Any day!
Yeah. Hey, church, I'm happy, happy.
Any day!
Glory to God, we're going to move up.
Lord, any day!
Where there'll be no pain in her body.
Thank God.
No man. Tear-soaked pillows. My mother's weeping over wayward children.
Mm.
Glory to God, how beautiful heaven looks.
Must be.
We're home with a happy and free.
Amen.
Well, that's possible. Because the Son of Man came to seek and to save.
Amen.
Thank God.
Amen.
Let's stand up on the altar.
Sister Dorothy,
come play some for invitation for me, please, son. Amen.
I don't know how God's speaking to you tonight. If you're here and you've never been saved, I beg you with all that's within me to get down around this old altar. Invite Jesus into your heart, make a reservation for glory in Him before it's everlastingly too late. God knows if I could, I'd crawl down that aisle for you tonight if you lost and undone without. But it's a personal matter. But I'll tell you this. If you'll take the first step, He'll walk the rest of the way with you.
He will.
It's harboring.